What I did while studying in the UK that you absolutely shouldn't. As soon as I arrived, I felt so unprepared for studying in the UK. Other American students studying in England or other destinations in the UK may think, like I did, that the system and lifestyle will be fairly similar. But alas, although both countries speak English and love J.K. Rowling, they're very different and it can be really difficult for students to adjust. Here is my best advice for international students studying abroad in the UK. 1. Don't bring only one debit card and cash. My bank account shut down when I was out of my home country because my card was stolen. I ended up relying on friends and my limited cash for the first 2 weeks. 2. Don't only make friends with other people from your country. In most study abroad programs, there will be an introductory orientation in the first week. This is a perfect opportunity to meet people. I sat beside my friend Brooke, and we became instant friends for the rest of the semester abroad. The friends are essential to navigating study abroad in the UK. 3. Don't book the wrong train tickets. The first time I booked a trip, I was so excited to go to London that I booked the wrong date and then the wrong city. Within about 10 minutes, I had booked myself on 3 separate trains to London and obviously lost quite a few pounds in the process. 4. Don't bring the wrong gear. The backpack I bought for study abroad didn't count as carry-on size for many of Europe's airlines. I ended up having to pay a bit more in baggage fees because of it, and it always slowed down my travels when I had to check my bag. My carry-on backpack barely fit everything I needed for the weekend trips, but I was able to make it work. 5. Don't spend every weekend in London. I love London, and I don't regret traveling there a lot, but I still feel that I spend way too much money on tube fares, expensive cheap cafes, and pub food. London is one of the most expensive cities in the world, and I found it very difficult to keep within my budget. Instead of going to London, I could have had more money for my other trips in Europe. I especially wish I had explored more of Eastern Europe and stepped off the beaten path instead of just visiting the main cities like Paris and Dublin. Americans studying abroad in the UK may not know much about Eastern Europe's countries like the Czech Republic, Croatia, and Slovenia. These countries are becoming more and more popular for student travel because they're affordable and show students cultures that we aren't normally exposed to in school. If you really want to experience Europe's diversity, you have to go beyond London and Paris.